Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
We got drive moment and we are driving. I love it. On the straight, on the air. So, tell us about the time you had to go. Yeah, you need to listen to Skumba attentively on this one.
I ain't telling you nothing.
You're the only one who can carry this topic.
Nothing.
You're the only one who can carry
so
this topic.
Hold on. I ain't telling nothing. So you guys come up with topics because in Funakutin is exposed. I ain't telling nothing.
You worked in that
can
space.
Can you let Ken finish what he needs to do?
Tell us about the time you had to go to court. What was it for? And what was the outcome? You know, for most of us, the courtroom is a place we only see on TV. But sometimes life takes a turn and suddenly you are standing before a judge. Ach, mina, a couple of tickets and stuff.
You went to the court?
You went to court?
Yeah, they took me to court. They actually arrested me.
Hi,
I was going to Soweto on a Sunday afternoon, beautiful day, just by Baragwanath. There was a roadblock there. And they were telling me about a ticket that was like, what, 8 years old? I couldn't even remember the ticket.
What?
And I was in the cells, eh? But do you know how excited the prisoners were? But, oh, hi, go and get away, and I'm clanging. Hi, I am supposed to see you. Go and look him, Tamo. Yet I cannot spend the night here, guys. Yeah. And fortunately, I hardly ever carry cash. Fortunately, I had a bit of cash, you know, to pay for the ticket, but they still wanted me to appear in court.
So you slept in prison?
No, I did not sleep in prison.
Okay. Oh, it was just the day.
Yeah, it was just that day.
Hours, Nyan.
Yeah, hours, a couple of hours. Begezela EP.
Yeah.
A strong, at your
boobies. Okay.
So, yeah.
I don't know what that smells like. Over to you, sir.
Believe it or not, I've never been to court or prison.
Mm.
Really?
I've never seen jail.
That's a shocker.
Why is it a shocker? I know how to cover my tracks. I've never been in front of a judge.
Mm.
I've never been into a prison cell unless I was picking up my brother from prison.
You have never been picked up by the police.
I've never been picked up. I got a call from the police for something that I did. I was in Cape Town about to headline Black Song.
Yeah.
I'm in Cape Town, Grand West Casino. It's sold out.
Mm-hmm.
I get a call from Kokwam. May his old rest in peace. Hey, Puti, my mela kuna mapoisa la atazoglanda ngiti. Nenzin. But I think I'm sneaking your phone. Then they give the phone to this guy. Like, yes, come on. Yes, when zing. I'm like, yes. Manja nizong bamba, no. But no. He said like all the statement. But you need to come to us. I went to the police. But as long as we went to the office, gave them my side of the story, and then that was it.
You went to the police where?
Police station.
Which police station?
A police station cleans it.
Okay.
Yes. It ended a police station.
Sir, you don't have to like shush me. I mean, hello.
No, it didn't go to an extent where the docket now is it yeah. It's a court.
Mm-hmm.
Now I must stand in front of a judge. No.
Why didn't it go that far?
I didn't go.
Yeah.
And people have been suspended, eh? I went to be suspended.
Why didn't it go further?
Because there was no story there. There was no story at all. In fact, the Mundo law of the case, we have here a drop of VAV.
Oh, who dropped it? Well, that's the case
drop. The topic today is about you going to court and how was the outcome. Not what, Skumba? Why am I at the court when?
You are the only person amongst the three of us.
Why?
He wasn't be a lockshin.
He wasn't be a lockshin.
No.
Frank is way lucky.
Rufus.
Go back, Rufus. Oh, Gregory, and I should say jail in my mouth. Should you have a lock of Gregory? Who said jail in
my mouth? Oh, my uncle is a bishop. Get it right.
We knew it was going to go south, ladies and gentlemen.
I've never, ever encountered that. I've never been in jail. I've never been in front of the court. The closest I came to a courtroom was a CCMA situation, but I suppose that's a courtroom of some sort.
I think,
but I've never actually had a docket homut on me. So there's
fingerprint.
No, I've never.
Yeah,
I've never.
I think. Listen, you're one of a thousand people who maybe have committed crimes, but no one bothered to report you.
You're supposed to go to prison for what you did.
Where are you supposed to be in prison?
It was not justified.
I was there so
seven
justified.
Kids.
I would
involved.
Do it all over again.
You see,
and I would
still, lucky.
If you had a case opened and that guy was able to drop charges and the docket,
when someone dropped charges, if docket, I vanish, that's why it's the closed docket.
Oh, is that what you say?
I don't have a closed docket.
Also, you were also in a privileged position because you were once a cop. So you know how the admin thingy works. I'm vouching for that other guy.
So Skumba is clever.
I'm vouching for that other guy.
So Skumba is clever.
I don't even know what you did.
So when he went to meet these police officers, he took his old police uniform.
Yes.
Uniform.
For the last time. For the last time.
Yes.
I was never a policeman. I worked for the SAPS.
Oh.
As a senior personnel officer.
You're still a police.
I've never driven
any South African police car.
I've been there for
14 years.
Yeah, we even saw the computer.
Yeah, cause ki computer yourself.
Le bangawa. Bangawa.
0636880959 Drive 959. Tell us about the time you had to go to court. What was it for? And what was the outcome? Thank you.
Share your voice note now.
0636880959. Talking about Ijele, guys, I'm so laughing alone in the car now. I was once arrested, but it was only for a day. So I didn't sleep there. And worst part, I was pregnant. I did go to a court. I had to plead guilty because it was a malicious damage.
When I had to go to court was for my divorce. It was very sad for me. And when I went to court, it was so cold. It felt so dark for me. It was just horrible. I wouldn't wish that place to anybody else. And sitting there and also listening to other people's stories was just so sad. So I went to court. Wasn't nice.
So I know some friends of mine, I think when Taboo was still flying, Santin was hot gadi party, ne? There were females going down Rivonia Road, and there's a garage, there's an engine garage on Rivonia Road after the main McDonald's. Rock and Roll. It's called Rock and Roll. They feel the need to pee. They pee on the side of the road.
No, Clint.
My body some morning side. Imagine you're coming from a party, it's 2 a.m. My body some morning side came. I'm like, okay, are you done? But yeah, we are done. But okay, let's go. They lock them up. They release them on a Monday.
No!
accidentally?
No.
Upasan e water to walk away police station because Leoch beam Renkel, Ranama takes Pasan. So Latin Renkela got arrested because he takes in a Ishunyan. He walked from his place to police station because it's about 5 minutes walk. Came back on Monday. Home Friday.
Yeah.
He came back on Monday. My feel about, who owner your takes? No problem. Getting up a put now.
Since
now we can't find the person. Friday young, Saturday kind of need no local boy police station. Says a couple and a bombazan, a woman gubane, says in Petili, a KFC, Namakati,
no one I'm shopping.
Yes,
upon a Monday,
I'm shopping.
yellow board, and Zito. My upper city freedom is coming.
Have you ever been to court?
Thought you were going to ask if you've been arrested.
No.
I've never been to court as an accused, but I've covered many court stories.
Okay, we were not asking.
They say never say never. I found myself in front of a judge for a divorce. Didn't know what the hell was going on, but I was in front of a judge. We had to go through this. Here, raise your left hand and swear. And at that moment, I knew, Korea, never say never.
Guys, mina ngaya kuindaba ma protection order. Hey, It's a king, Jolo. You did baby daddy. I am fully protection order for Moont. I'm going to justify why. Why do I want a protection order? Hey, yeah, no. It was emotionally draining, but yeah. A couple of years back, before COVID, yeah.
Bafit, hey, mina, the sad part in Genga, in German driving, Ubangena, Tati, Paiski, Lumlung, Bafit, Umlung, I requested by Teng Selani Paiski, Nalu Muntu online, mina, I requesting Genagi, me greeting your Hambisi Paiski. Ah, Bafit, Ukine Segui, man, you sing in suspect.
Ah,
me number one suspect. I ended up paying for the case which we drop a problem.
What?
Yo, Mina, I remember going to court for the very first time, and it was my last time I prayed to God. It's easy a bank, yes, okay, I check in, I say, so man, the mailing hamburg, meaning a court, over a bank in seven bambili, and having a court, new identifier, lobaba omlung. Yo. Guys, I spend money for listening to this inside.
Yeah, going to court is not nice. And I also feel sorry for these ladies who both of them felt lost when they went to court for a divorce.
Mm.
And they say it was cold.
Mm. I can imagine if it's I don't even know where I would start. But Khumotsomi, so would you raise your right hand? I think I'd just start crying.
Why would you cry?
Because
what if you're no longer in love with this person?
No, what if you initiated the divorce?
It will still be an overwhelming process, because even when you initiate divorce, nobody initiates divorce out of joy.
Well, some do it out of joy. Thank you.
No, some people are
tabula. That's why it's a little part.
Aye, guys.
They do parties.
Nobody
yes.
wants to get married to get divorced unless it was your plan from the get-go.
When we're talking marriage, it doesn't cool. Just people that get married for benefits.
Yeah.
There's no love there.
Yeah, but are they planning to divorce?
Because they benefit what they're here to get,
like the lady who was married by member of the Beatles, Paul McCartney,
yeah.
And everyone kept saying to Paul, even his kids, do not marry this lady. A few months later, I don't know, is it a year later, she divorced him and she walked away with £3 million.
Easy.
Sure.
There's a lot. There's a lot of stories of Ikas where people get married. Because there's no love. We have a sister who recruit money as a petrol sister. Sister is Panagrand. It seems like a government. So when we divorce, I'm entitled to 50% of the pension. Yeah.
Pension, provident, all of them.
I'm a ning law my case. I'm a ning.
How horrible, guys.
Share your voice note now.
063-688-0959. I've been in court before. I was a witness to a bank robbery that took place in my presence when I was a bank teller then. Mm. You get to court, you sit there as a witness. The problem is you don't know people who are sitting there. Get friends are those people that when you are there to identify and the rest of whatever that happens in court. It's a very dangerous place. I went there once. The second time they called me again, I refused. I told them that I'm sick.
So I've been to court because of an ex who lied and said, "Nimoshele imoto," only to find out he used me as a scapegoat because some other guy was after him and that guy wrecked his car. So it was a whole situation. Then he used me to say, "No, I was angry at the fact that he was cheating and so I wrecked his car." Yeah, and the magistrate said, "Prove it," and he couldn't. He didn't even attend the court case. And eventually the magistrate summoned him to come, and if he didn't, then he would be arrested. He came and he said, "No, he's apologetic and so forth." And that's that.
Yo, guys, Ningvosedi Londa. I've been in front of a magistrate. I've been to a court, sentenced, state a jail for 2 weeks, guys. Yo, Ningvosela Mangaiba. I was arrested. Yes, then Kurumangai. It's not nice.
The first time I got arrested, Bengsa, first year varsity, Bengsa Capri, Bangbambela, a public drinking, a Capri, Azantopolis. Bangbamangi 29, 30, Bazonkipangi 31, Tawang, afternoon. And the second time, unfortunately, was when I had to defend my house. I had defaulted on my house. And then, I called to appear. It was Mia versus the bank. A bank way for
you know what I find fascinating about this topic? I think 70% of the voice notes come from women. Hey,
Ken.
Yo, abasiswala eka jere sonipa.
I was just there by a baby boy in the middle. Ask you seen man.
Melanie zoba mapodika tamanyo DJ.
But ke khala se choose that is tora ba jwetse why ba tshwerwe.
Why can't you choose?
Omong wize kile ka tshwarelwa intimidation or wize ma ha feletsa story.
Why?
So if you want to choose, I promise you. Ba zakunika. Ke
la ma number wala wa.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Omoso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.